Okay, gentlemen, we are learning Yerideya Siman Kuf Tzadiches. We're going through the dinim of Chatzitzes. I just want to talk, first of all, about Tzif Yud Zayin. Tzif Yud Zayin says that the Tzeva Shatzovas Hanoshim Apneim V'yidein V'sei Aroshon Eino Choltzeitz. That the dye that women put on their hands, their face, their hands, and their hair is not a Chatzitza. And if you are a dyer or something, if you're a painter and your hands are always dirty, that's not a chatzitza. Rama adds, anyone who has any umnos that the hands are dirty is not going to be a chatzitza. Now, if you look into the Rishonim, who are the basis of this halacha, you see in the Tshuvas HaRashba, there are two separate reasons that are given. One reason that's given in the Rashba for not being a chatzitza is basically because koshal onay yeno chotetz. Now, effectively, it's something that's there to enhance your appearance, as we'd say in Yiddish, to make you iber farbesser dun farputzt. And therefore, since that's the goal, so therefore it's not a chatzitza, because koshal onay yeno chotetz. Another reason that's given in the Rashba is that chazusa lav nosehi. That's a sugya at the end of Bava Kama about whether if you dye something, that's considered a shinui in terms of gezel, v'shinui, v'shus, etc., shinui maisa. The lashon of chazusa lav nosehi is applied over here in a different sort of way. It means that just adding a color without any mamoshes, that can't be a chatzitza. Chatzitza has to have some substance to it. If it's just a color, stamasoi, so it's not any sort of chatzitza. The Taz over here, in Sifkatim Yud Zayin, paskins are like the second reason. That Chazus Allah knows it here. And the Taz says, therefore, even if it is just a color, but it's not lenoi, let's say you have a woman who is in the mikvah, and she touches the wall of the mikvah, and some black stuff gets on her body because she touched the wall of the mikvah. Zok the Taz, it's not a chatzitza, because it is just a chazusa ba'alma, it's just a color, it's not a chatzitza at all. Ad kan divrei hataz. Now it happens that the Taz is quoting from the Sefer HaRokeach, that they, if you look inside the Rokeach himself, you point out that the Rokeach is saying that if you have a keli that goes into the mikvah, and the keli ends up touching the wall of the mikvah, and the keli gets dirty and dark, then that's not a chatzitza. But the Chayyar should be the same by B'nai Adam. The Taz is just applying that Rokeach to B'nai Adam rather than to keli. However, the Rav Sidri Tahara jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. The Sidri Tahara says, like, what are you talking about? That chazus alav milsehi. If that's the case, how come in Shulchan Aruch we say that a tzabah, someone who's a dyer, so the color on the hand is not a problem because they're not makbid on it? If the din is a chazus alav milsehi, so it should be that anyone who has color on their hand, even let's say I'm not a professional painter, but I end up with some color in my hand, it's damasai color ba'alma, and it should not be a chatzitza. Effectively, the Sidri Tahara is saying that we're only going to be made if you have both reasons, both if it's lenoi and it is just a chazusa. Just the reason of chazusa alone is not sufficient grounds to be made. That is the yisod of the Sidri Tahara. Halacha lamaisa, Badei HaShulchan, and many poskim, I think the majority of poskim, pass it straight up like the Taz. That something is just a chazusa, it is not a chazitza. And consequently, they have to reinterpret that when the machaber speaks about the tzabah, speaks about the dyer, is it not a chatzitza, because that's the derech, that has to mean that the dyer, the painter, has actual mamushas on their skin. Right, that's what would emerge from this conversation. I told you about this case. Now, once upon a time, a woman comes over to me Shabbos afternoon as I'm walking to say my Gemara Shir. I give my Gemara Shir an hour before Mincha, and on my way to the Shir, she stops me at the corner of Broadway and 187th. That's like right when I'm going into my shul, and she says, let me show you something. I'm like, okay. So she shows me her hands, and her hands have green on them. And there's like green stuff under her nails also. It's like, what happened? She said, I went to the mikveh last night. And this was her first time going to the mikveh after marriage. First time. That's why we stayed home for Shabbos. Like, mamish, like right after Shabbos, whatever it is. First time going to the mikveh after marriage. And they tell you if you're the first woman to go to the mikvah on a Friday, or any time, if you're the first woman to go to the mikvah at night, they tell you to pull out the plug from the wall of the mikvah. You see, the shach in Hilchos Mikvahs and Sifkot and Kufiyot Beis passes at Rabbi Yerucham, that would require hashak atzmidus. There's a whole shaila how hashak of a mikvah works. You have 40 sub kosher water behind the wall. Then you have the water that you're tayvah. There's a shayla, right? We do hashaka, right? The word is kiss. The kissing of the word, does that have to be while you're going to the mikvah? Do I assume that once the word is kissed, that made the water permanently kosher? So the shach comes from the Rabbi Yerucham, and we tend to be machmir in this, that you need hashaka to meet this, which means that you have to open the plug between the walls and the mikvahs before you go in. Great. So they tell this woman, first time going to the mikvah, pull out the plug. Right? Sometimes they tell you to pull the plug, you're both saying. It's important to have a plumaisa. They tell the woman, pull the plug! So she'd never been to the mikvah before, like in the Heights. I guess when she was a kala, she didn't go to the Heights, right? Wherever her parents lived. And her parents lived in Gina, actually. She bends all the way down and she pulls up the drain from the mikvah. It's a drain at the bottom. And the mikvah lady starts like saying, no, don't do that. Like, because like you pull up the drain, all the water goes out. No, the heck. So she goes back down, she sticks the drain back in. Great. The thing is that the drain is not usually pulled up. So she pulled up the drain from the mikvah, and she ends up with a green gunk on her hands. And the mikvah lady usually checked her before she went into the mikvah, but she, like, this is a whole traumatic experience. Now she's, like, pulling out the drain in the mikvah and stuff, so she didn't check her after. She goes home, she sleeps with her husband, then the husband says, my dear, what green hands you have, right? And, like, oh, what the heck? So she asks the rabbi, as the rabbi's going to give his gemara share. So I'm like, okay, we're going to have to look into this one. And so this is already a lomda shashayla on two levels. Is what she had a chatzitza? So if it would have only been on her skin, we could have maybe relied on the taz. That it is just chazusa. It's why no, maybe? Right?
Why only maybe?
Again, I didn't touch her hands till I find out. She told me she had tried to scrub it, it didn't really come off. The thing is, it was also under her nails. This stuff was like really yucky. There is a svara that maybe there's no chatzitza if you got the chatzitza in the mikvah, but that's a very difficult svara. I remember right after Shabbos, like, by Rabbi Sabalowski, and Rabbi Sabalowski said, I don't remember, I have to look into the shayla. So he like calls me back an hour and a half later. Then he was like at Avot Zubanim with his son or something. He calls me back after Avot Zubanim with his son to give me like the Maramach and the Bani Ashok, my deals with the Shem. In the meantime, I call Rav Mantel, the Rev. Priest, in charge of the mikvah. I'm like, hey, this is what happens. He's like, come over. So I come over, and Rav Mantel's like sitting there with like all the prayers wrapped on him, and they're like, what exactly happened? Like, how? So I tell him, like, they drink. So, like, this is like the whole thing. So I told them that they really, you know, have got to get new drinks in the mikvah, because, again, this woman was a shtickle doofusy. I don't know if that's like an official word, but I mean, I'm going to tell you to pull the plug. She goes all the way down. The drain is mamish all the way at the bottom. It takes talent to go down, right? To go.
She's fully in the mikvah.
So she's fully in the mikvah. So that was the shud Rabbi Sawalski's dealing with. You know, maybe she was tahira already, right, before she got the chatzitza after. It could be, although it's not 1,000,000% sure there's a kesef of mishnah, you don't become tired when you leave the mikvah, the doublet. Rabbi Sawalski's, like everyone is like working very hard on the shayla. It wasn't the push of the shayla.
Hashaka is just a chumra. I mean, there was no.
The hashaka is just a chumra. If you had no party in that, you don't need hashaka to meet this, right? So because of this chumra, look what emerged. Right. So this was already a very exciting thing, and this relates to the next discussion I'm going to have regarding the nails, which we should have right now.
What was that? No.
So Rav Mantos felt that she should go back to the mikvah again, and since he's officially the posik of the mikvah, so he sent her back. Rabbi Sabalowski was like, you know, maybe, I don't know. It's not pashut. It's not a pashut shayla. What happened? It took a lot of talent to get the Shaila, but we got it. The couple since moved out of the community. But that's not like a raya anyway, because most couples in my community move out relatively soon after they get married. Okay, so basically, halacha l'maisa, the poskim follow the Taz that we assume that Chazusa is alone is not significant. Let's talk about the fingernails. Okay, if you look at your fingernails, there are three halachic areas in your fingernails, although for guys, often there's only two. Right? You have white and red on your fingernails. You notice that? Now, the white part of the fingernail can get big, and it could end up protruding beyond the basar of your fingers, no? So that is the three layers, the three levels of the fingers. There is the area of the nail beyond the finger. Then there is the area of the nail connected to the finger, which I would call like the white until the basar line. And then beneath that, you could really cut your fingernails really, really, really close so that there's no white left. No, that's also possible. Nachon? Those are the three levels. Now, tsoya tachas hasiporin shelo keneged habasar is chotitz. That means the part of your nail that protrudes above the basar, tsoya over there is going to be a chatzitza. Keneged habasar eno chotitz. That means if I have tsoya, like if you look at your fingernails, there's probably dirt between the basar and the fingernail, correct? Now, I'm looking at my nails now. This nail, there's like a little bit of dirt right over there. No? You probably can't see it. But most of you, if you look at your nails closely, there's probably some dirt. If it's tsoa, if it's dirt, that is not a chatzitza. But if it's batzik, let's say you need a dough. I remember when I went to bake matzah with the nursery school. So like, there's dough in your fingers like mamish for a long time after. It's very hard to get it really clean, no? The batzek is a chatzitza, even keneged habasar. Now, because we can't be mechabim, what's keneged habasar, what's shalai keneged habasar, the meaning of women is that they cut their nails b'shas tevila. Now, technically speaking, the mechaber is saying that we're only cutting the nails because we're not sure what's keneged, what's shalai keneged. In other words, really, the nail itself is not a chatzitza at all. The only chatzitza is the dirt underneath the nail. That's the mechaber shita. And because of that, you try to cut the nails till the point of keneged habasar. So you try to remove whatever protrudes beyond the basar. By the way, for women, some women, this is like the hardest part of Judaism because many women are very, they care about their nails a lot, no? It's like a thing. It's like a good chunk of their identity to look nice with their nails, and to cut their nails to the keneged habasar point is a very hard thing. But that's the minhag of women. They've been doing it for a very long time. If you have a woman who doesn't want to cut her nails to the keneged habasar point, so Reb Five on page, I don't remember, Reb Feivel quotes from Reb Chaim Ozer that we could be makel on this. Reb Chaim Ozer basically feels that you can't be. It's the Bayurim Dibar Maschel Ulvafi. Where is that? On page Lamed Zayin. Reb Chaim Ozer, Chelak Gimel Siman Lamed Gimel, Tainas that there could be a heter. However, since the Achronim don't give this heter, he doesn't want to be more heter mefurash. Just to tell the Beis HaTavila not to shun these women. And we pointed out that when it comes to nail polish, you have the heter also, that if it's unchipped nail polish, somebody could say, kosher l'noi eino chaytzeitz, even though there is mamashos to the nail polish a little bit, but it's mamash lanoi, you can put these two terms together. I mentioned that there's one woman in town who goes to the mikveh, dafko, with a manicure. We tell her to get a manicure the day when you go to the mikveh, gevaldik. It's against the minhag. It's against the minhag, clearly, but for certain women, they wouldn't go to the mikveh otherwise, so that's what we do. Okay, that's nekuda rishona. Now, the Ramah over here adds, since the minhag is to cut the nails, even if a woman forgot to cut a single nail, tzricha tevila acheres. It's unclear exactly what the cheshbin of the Ramah is. The pashtus is that the Ramah is worried that if I forgot to cut my nail, maybe there's going to be some butzik or tsoa tachas hatziporin, and maybe that will be the chatzitza. That's the pashtus in the Ramah. And therefore, what should emerge is that if she did not cut her nails, and we know that there was no butzik or tsoa tachas hatziporin, right, if she looked at her nails, maybe, and they were cut to the keneged habasar point, so then mecha'ora, you wouldn't have to go again. You see, the Sitrei Tahara raises a question, that we know that Eon is ma'akim. That's the din in Simin Kuf Tzadites. In fact, the Sitrei Tahara, if a woman is ma'ayenet, she's looking at her nails, so then once you're ma'ayen, so how could it be that you're not cutting the nails? Elamai. Says the Sitrei Tahara, you have to go back out to the Chisaron of Iyun. Says Reb Faivo in the Badei HaShulchan, no. Iyun is only ma'akev on the outside of the body. By the way, it says Chisaron, Iyun is not ma'akev. When it comes to the nails, the part of the nail that protrudes beyond the basar, Iyun is ma'akev over there. But the woman cut her nails to the point of the basar, and she didn't do Iyun, that would have a din of Iyun b'beis ha-sesarim, and Iyun b'beis ha-sesarim is not ma'akev. Okay, so the Kitzur HaMa'aseh, the pashtus in Judaism is that the only chatzitza is the dirt underneath the nails, and even this, we're assuming, is only a chatzitza le'inyan tevilas noshim, but by netilas yadayim, the minhag is that we don't look at our nails before we wash our hands for hamotzi, no? Do you ever look at your nails before you wash your hands for hamotzi? Anyone? Right, this didn't apply to men and women. You do.
If they're dirty, if they're actually dirty.
So, wow, you're like really frum, Yoni. You're like really, really frum. And the Magen Avraham in Kuf Samach Av Sif Katan Hey, the Magen Avraham agrees with you. The Magen Avraham says that you're supposed to look at your nails before you do Netilas Yadayim. Mainstream Judaism is not like that. And both the Shach and the Taz over here assume that with respect to Netilas Yadayim, we're so mech on the Shita of the Smag B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam that not all dirt is a chatzitza, only if it's very gloppy dirt that mamish gets stuck to the nail. But regular dirt is not a chatzitza. Only tit hayotzrim is a chatzitza. That's what the Taz at the end of Sifkatan Yotes says, and the Shach in Sifkatan Chaf Beis says it a little differently. That maybe we paskin like the Shach says, we paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Taz says some chimon on the Rabbeinu Tam. But b'kitzur hama'aseh, for the Netilas Yadayim, we assume it is not a problem. It could be also that by Tevilas Noshim, we're more machmir for two separate reasons. One reason is that Tevilas Noshim, I can't say Safek Derabbanan L'Hakim. You see, I'm not sure what type of dirt I have under my fingernails. One could argue that by Tevilas Noshim, I cannot say Safek Derabbanan L'Hakim because there is a Cheskas Tuma on the Isha. That's a whole discussion in Yerideya Kuf Yud. The Shach paskins that we do not say Safek Derabbanan L'Hakel B'Makom Eschazik Yisura. And that would be a reason why, even though the only Chatzitza over here is going to be Chatzitza Midrabbanan, it's a, in the worst case, it's a Miyut HaMakbid. No? It's Zichron, not Rov. But still says says a good chunk of poskim. Maybe we could say that we won't be megal because we're not going to say suffik drabanu lahaka b'makom is chaz gisira. I'm not sure what type of dirt there is underneath. No, is it titayis or is it not? It's a suffik, right? Can I say suffik drabanu lahaka? Oh no, perhaps. Right? The Shach says you can't say it. Because Zok Neshach in Kuf Yud, we do not say Safik Rabbanon Mahokel B'Makom Ischaze Isura. Now the Taz, however, and we'll see this Taz in a few minutes, the Taz Paskin said we do say Safik Rabbanon Mahokel B'Makom Ischaze Isura. But the Taz nems on another reason where, I should say, the Sidre Tahara at the end of Kuf Tzadik Tes. Now, there's another reason why potentially it won't work, which is based on this idea of Iyun. You see, there is a Magen Mishnah who writes in Hilchos Bedikas Chametz that since the entire din of Bedikas Chametz was instituted al Hasafik, the whole din of Bedikas Chametz that maybe you'll find Chametz, so I'm not going to say Safik to Rabbanu Lahakel on a din that was instituted to be Mistalik min Hasafik. Right? What? How come I'm worried about maybe the Ahbar took a little bit of chametz from here to there? Why are you so nervous about? Safik Rabbanan Lahakel, Bedikas Chametz, big whoop, no? Terence says, no! The whole thing, Bedikas Chametz, is to check, is to tell you don't rely on nothing, no? So here also, the din of Iyun would be a requirement, maybe, to say that I cannot say Safik Rabbanan Lahakel. This is all found in the Sidre Tahara, the end of Kuf Tzadik Tes. But Hayotze, let's chazer again. By the Tilas Yadayim, most people don't follow the Magen Avraham, that Magen Avraham Kuf Samachal Sif Katan Hey. Most people do not check their nails by the Tilas Yadayim. By the Tilas Yadayim, we say, eh, Rabbi Nutam, good enough. Only Tit Hayotzerim, Mistama Tznat Tit Hayotzerim. However, when it comes to Tevila, so then we are machmir, because maybe there's going to be dirt underneath, and therefore we're not tovel unless we make sure that there's no dirt kineged habasar. That's the thing. Wonderful. Now, oh. The Shach and the Taz, however, disagree tremendously. The Shach paskins like a Ra'avon. The Ra'avon says that not only is the dirt a chatzitza, but the nail itself is a chatzitza. Because we have a rule, it's like the shortest staff in Bava Kamma, Ayin Zayin, Ayin Tezer, is it? Kala Omed because it's the chatzitzami. Right? It's gonna be cut off, therefore it's like it's cut off. And therefore the chilek of the nail is chaitzitza on itself, no? I'm gonna cut it off later, it's like it's cut off already. Now the Chassam Sefer is called the Pesachei Tshuva and Sipkatim Yud Beis, that I don't say kala omen the chatzit kakatzot stami when you need a maisa in between. In certain Hasidic communities, there's a minhag that women shave their head after the chasana. Do not do this.
Why not?
Don't do it. Because it's not our minhag. I had a friend who decided at one point he was Hasidish. He was in Columbia University. He decided he's Hasidish. Actually, you know him, Rabbi Shippel. Rabbi Shippel runs the JSS program, Yeshiva. Rabbi Shippel at one point decided that he's Hasidish. So he wanted his wife to shave her head. Because that's what Hasidishi Yidden do, that their wives shave their head. So he goes to the Sefer Rebbe to ask a Shaila whether he should require that his wife shaves her head after the chasana. So the Rebbe looks at him and says, Johnny, the minigan Sefer is only after the husband shaves his head does the wife shave her head. Right? Rabbi Shippel had a chup. Right? You guys know what a chup is? He had a chup. Right? I used to have one in my youth. Right? So the Rebbe said, come on. Right? I think, by the way, the Rebbe is a pikeach. It's a very good answer, no? In other words, he's basically saying, like, are you Hasidish or not? If you're Hasidish, you gotta be really Hasidish. Just wearing a betesha doesn't make you Hasidish. No? It's not when the Chassidish and women who shave their heads, no? The Rebbe is a smart man. Oh, so now, you could ask Rabbi Shippel the story, he might deny it, but I'll remind him of it if he denies it. Okay, so that's the aside. So the Shach assumes that the nail itself is a chatzit. So the Chassam Sofer in Pesachei Teshuvos, if cut in Yud Beis, the Chassam Sofer says that the hair on the head is not a chatzitza, even though it's going to be cut off after, and Svara no senes, or should say, cut off maybe chatzit. Kikotzitz dummy, because the minig is that they don't cut the hair until after some maisa. Right? There's an intervening action called like Be'ilas Mitzvah. They do Be'ilas Mitzvah and the wife still has hair. Then they shave the head after. Since it's an intervening ma'isa, it's not considered a chatzitza. Okay. So let's chazer iver. Shach assumes, and the Bach paskins this way also, like the ra'avan, the nail itself is a chatzitza. The Taz, however, tainis, that the Ra'avon is a yachid in this, and most assume, like the Pashtas and Shulchan Aruch, that the nail itself is not a chatzitza, the only chatzitza is the dirt underneath the nails. Now, there are a few nafkaminas that emerge from this, no? Nafkamina one. Is there any difference between fingernails and toenails? If the concern is that the nail itself is a chatzitza, like the Shach says, so then there's no difference between fingernails and toenails. The nail itself is a chatzitza. However, if the concern is that the dirt under the nail is a chatzitza, so one could argue that people are much more particular about their fingernails than they are about the dirt, than they are about the toenails. And maybe dirt under the toenail is not a chatzitza. So for the Taz, we could say there's a difference between fingernails and toenails, and kach nir'eh in the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkatin Yur Aleph, he quotes in the Chamudei Daniel, that in Sifkatin Yud, that there's a difference between fingernails and toenails. That if you're worried about the dirt under the nail being a chatzitza, so then one could say that by toenails it's not a chatzitza. However, Chacham Ovadia Yosef points out that this is only true, that dirt under the toenails is not a chatzitza because you're not makbid in places where you don't wear these evil things called sandalim. Right? By the way, toenails are disgusting. Why Israelis feel that like you should walk around without socks and like just with your toes hanging out? It's mamish disgusting. It's a makas medina. I don't get it. I remember the first Musar Shmuzing yeshiva that Rav Ruflin, the Mashkiach, gave was Bachurei Yeshiva Sichin Lilbosh Galbayim. And they had no idea why he's saying that. Then you look at the Israelis and they have their toes. And like, how can you learn morning seder? Some guy's toes in front of you. It's mamish awful, no? You know what I'm talking about? Fine. So, Bekitzer Hamas said, again, tends to be that guy's toes are much more disgusting than women's toes. That's another conversation. But the reality is that if you live in a place and if it's at a time of year that you are wearing open-toed shoes, so then it could be that there's no distinction between the fingernails and the toenails. But the distinction between the fingernails and toenails is based on hakpada. And one could argue that, you know, the hakpada definition, Chacham Avadia has it, the hakpada definition depends on where you are, etc. So according to the Shach, the nail itself is a chatzitza, me'ikar hadin. The Taz is saying that there's really no chatzitza, me'ikar hadin. It's a dirt as a chatzitza. So we're not really worried there's going to be dirt, but we're shtickle worried, so therefore the Taz says that's why you cut the nails to the line of basar, because we're worried that there's dirt. For the Shach Me'ikradin, you have to cut the nail. Therefore, what emerges is as follows. Let's say a woman did not cut the nails, and she has to go to the mikveh Motzei Shabbos. So in the Breyer's mikveh, there's a guy who's on duty for Motzei Shabbos calls for a woman who didn't cut her nails. You didn't cut the nail, so the guy can cut the nails for you. Whoa, go slowly. That makes a lot of sense according to the Shach. Because according to the Shach, there's a bona fide chatzitza with the nails. So therefore, we could say that Amira l'Nachri is going to be mutter, right, to avoid an Isser. Just like I paskin, that Amira l'Nachri is mutter, right, shvus de shvus. Amira l'Nachri to do a drabbanon is mutter l'tzerech mitzvah. So Allah has kama v'kama, tovam chupalas amakum aleinu, Amira l'Nachri to do a drabbanon to avoid an Isser is also mutter. And the Shach holds that if I don't cut my nails, I am doing an Isser. Because the nail itself is a chatzitza on the nail itself. So therefore, the Shach says, oh, you could have a guy cut the nails. It's better, says the Shach, if you're doing it in a way that it's amir al-nachri to do a drabbanon. Meaning, okay, this is going to be a little bit gross, but you ask the guy, can you please bite my nails for me? Imagine the toenails. Right?
They pay him well.
Huh?
They pay him.
You better hope they pay him well. Right? Amira l'Nachri to do, and this is a lav d'shazag, it's to do an issur that's only drabbanan because I'm doing the shinui. Because I'm cutting it with my teeth. It's a shinui, not with a scissor. But then the Shach adds, maybe even to cut the nail with a scissor is going to be drabbanan, because cutting nails is a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa. You see, it's only to oraisa if I do a malacha and I need the result of the malacha. So if I need the chefts of the fingernails after they come off, then it's oraisa. Right? You have to read this Nekutas HaKesef, it's unbelievable. It goes to town. The Kutas HaKesef says, maybe even to cut nails with a knife, with scissors, is Dirabanan, because it's Malacha She'ina Tzricha L'Gufa, and I, the Gemara, assumes that Kutsa Tziparna B'smamish HaMalacha, that's how we bedreb Yehuda, that Malacha She'ina Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayim. But by Hilton Rav Shimon, Malacha She'ina Tzricha L'Gufa is Pater, it is Heter Gomor. That is the Shach. So Shach says, you better have a guy on duty Friday night to cut off the nails. You only had a comment? Taz says, my dear beloved Shach, what the heck are you talking about? The Taz says, I don't get it. Because, first of all, Amir al-Nachri to do, it's Amir al-Nachri, it's a real chiyuv to cut the nails. That's not true. All you have to do is make sure that there's no dirt on the nails. So what you should do is clean under your nails. Take a toothpick, clean under the nails. You have to be careful when you clean the nail that you don't rub off part of the nail. That could be a malacha. But since the Taz, all you have to do is clean up the nails. Therefore, we won't be mako on the Amira Malachri. Moreover, says the Taz, I can't be mako on the Amira Malachri because of a concern called Misayeya. Misayeya means, you see, if my hands are normal, ain't no way you're going to cut my fingernails, no? For you to cut my fingernails, I have to reach out. If I'm reaching out, I'm allowing you to cut my fingernails. That's Misayeya. Misayeya, says the Taz, is an Isser Mamish. The Shach says, my dear Taz, beloved Taz, I love you, Taz. What the heck are you talking about, Taz? Because, says the Shach, Misayeya is really only a problem the Gemara has in Makif about Makif and Nikif, no? There's an Isser for me to have my head. Right? Remember as a kid there used to be this guy, Mr. T, on the A-Team? Right? He had like the mohawk haircut. Right? Remember him? So you have your hair cut like that. So going all the way around the head, that's a makif and nikif. Now how could there be malchus on it? The question is malchus if it is misayeya. Says the Shach, the malchus is really because fundamentally there's a love of cutting your hair all the way around. Usually, if I'm in the barber chair and my hair is being cut, I'm not cutting. But if I move, I become a makif. Right? In other words, I am making what is a lav she'ein bo maisa usually into a lav she'yesh bo maisa. The Shach assumes that the din of misayeya is ne'emar only by makif and nikif. The Taz, however, says that misayeya is everywhere, no? That's found in the Taz over here, and the Taz has it elsewhere in Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say someone has a bad toothache on Shabbos. So can you call a guy and ask the guy to pull your tooth for you on Shabbos? No? So the Taz says, no, you can't. You can't do that. Because I'm going to say, yeah, there's no way that you're going to be able to pull my tooth unless I open my mouth and allow you to pull my tooth, no? So that's a Taz Masayeah. I'm helping you, right? That's a Taz Shin Chav Ches Sif Katin Yur, I believe. Right? The Taz says that's Masayeah. Masayeah is an Avira everywhere. But the Shah assumes no. Masayeah is only Usher by Makif and Nikif. Rabbi Sachs always points out this is a Machlokas Rambam and Raya and Frank Yubayes, and Machlokas Rabbi Yisrael also. It's two opinions in the Ritva there, and Makis and the Sugya of Makif and Nikov, and it's a Machlokas here between the Shach and the Taz about the school of Misayeah. This comes up all the time, no? People might still ask me whether they can go be Mervakir Chola on Shabbos in Colombia. You see, the Erev stops before the Columbia Hospital, before Presbyterian on 168th. So you can't carry your ID. You don't carry your ID. When you go into the hospital, what they do is they ask you, what's your name? You tell them your name, and they take a picture of you. And then you, what's it called? They take a picture of you, then you go up, and you have to wear this ID when you walk around the hospital. That's the idea. Now, am I allowed to pose and stand for a picture that they take of me? One could argue that that's considered misayeya, participating in their mawala. But according to the Taz, one could argue it's usur. According to the Shach, one could argue it's mutter. Nonetheless, I thought it's mutter because, according to the Taz, even it's mutter because this type of misayeya is like the type of misayeya she'ebo mamish. It's mamish for the Taz. The isur misayeya is probably a misayeya, which is some sort of Issa D'Rabbonon, and B'makom Bikur Cholam, maybe you could be medical. So nothing, let's chazer. There's many issues in this Makloka Shach and Taz. The Shach is assuming that cutting nails is going to be an Issa D'Rabbonon if you don't need the nails. The Taz is assuming that cutting nails is an Issa D'Raisa, because the Taz holds like a revush, that whatever is done for the Yipui Haguf is going to be, it makes your body nicer, no? Iber far reser than far putzed. Right? Mamash, as Hashem. Right? So it makes the body nicer when your nails are cut. So therefore, according to Taz, that's going to be an Isser D'Raisa. For the Shach, it's only D'Raisa if you need the nails. Therefore, the Shach says, cutting nails is D'Rabbanan in most cases, because most of us don't actually use the nails when they cut off, come off. Great. There's also an Achim Shach and Taz regarding the Sayyayah. Halacha l'maisa, the Achronim really paskin like the Taz, insofar as the Taz holds that really the nail itself is not a tzitza on itself. We do not hold like this ra'avon. And therefore, cutting the nails on Shabbos should not be done ayin goyochai, right, if you could clean it out. But, with five Achronim paskins, nonetheless, you can ask the guy to cut the nails for you, either shingle with his teeth or something. So, this is like a little bit of a steer in the Bani Ashok, and I wrote him this question years ago. The see between Sifkat and Kufman Nav and Kufman Beis. If you really go with the Taz, you shouldn't be making on any Amir al-Nahri. If you really go with the Taz, how can we make on the Amir al-Nahri at all? Right? Just clean out the nail. So, I have an answer to this kasha, but Katz has a question first, so...
I wasn't sure last year, we learned this sugya about the Shabbos.
Yes.
We also pointed out that the Chor Shach and Taz could possibly be a Kolom and the Gozes.
About what? Right, that's about, that's two things in the Taisus and Sota.
But therefore, it is a problem, we're formed the Taz between the dirt. That's what you want to say last year,
maybe.
You're not supposed to quote that, right?
I have no recollection of what I said like 2 days ago either, but that's how I really put you up on my Torah. I mean, there's like some guy who, but I got an email, by the way, from some guy this week. This guy knows Jerome, he listens to my shiur. So this is Rabbi Schwartz, you always quote that Slobodan is a non-Jew. That's like the name I use for Gaim all the time, right? Slobodan. He's my name. Says, you should know, I know of two Jews named Slobodan. I'm like, thank you very much. Much appreciated. There are people actually listen to my shiurim and like they listen to my jokes also, and they think that I mean that. I don't know, but that's the yisod. Okay, so basically, how come we're make on Amir al-Nahri if we really hold like the Taz that the nail itself is not a chatzitza? So Rav Schechter told me that he thinks maybe Amir al Nahri to do a shvus to shvus is going to be mutter, even the makom minhag Yisrael, even not the makom of pure mitzvah. No? That's what Rosh Hashanah tell me. No, so clearly it's a minhag to cut the nails. The minhag, can I make on shvus to shvus to cut the nails with biting it off for the minhag? The Taz might say, no way, just clean it out. No. One could argue that shvus to shvus is more to even makom minhag Yisrael. Many years ago, you know, YU has this big Shavuos event, no? They go to some hotel, it's like a big zach. So one year, I think the first year they had the Shavuos event, they forgot to order soda. So it comes Yontif at night, and there's no soda. So can they ask a guy to go and buy like 24,000 bottles of soda, whatever you need for a whole 2-day Yontif in the hotel? That's the question. So many of the Amir al-Nahri books, they say that we're only make on a guy to do an Isser D'Rabbonan on Tzorech HaRiyom Mitzvah. B'mokim Tzorech Rabbim, the guy we pass, he could do even an Isser D'Raisa on Tzorech HaRiyom Mitzvah. And the real mitzvah is the stuff that's necessary for Se'udah Shabbos. If you lose your challah or your gefilte fish, right? In the Amir al-Nahri book, they tell you which foods are like the Iker Se'udah Shabbos. Challah, chicken, gefilte fish, something like that. Not the chopped liver, right? Not the soda, but fish. And I'm not the fuck, not the soda. But Shachter's like, everyone likes soda. What's the problem? Right? So it could be, I'm not sure exactly what Shachter meant when he gave that psalm. Okay? It could be that he held Amir al-Nakri as a mutter for a minhag Yisrael, like drinking soda on Shabbos. Or it could be that he held that that's also considered the Iker Suda Shabbos, so we don't make such distinctions. I don't know. But over here, Rav Shechter told me that we can be Miko on Amir al-Nahri, Letzarech Aminhag. I'm going to have to give one more shiur on Kuf Tzadi Ches, and then we'll be done with Kuf Tzadi Ches, and we should keep on doing Torah and keeping Judaism to the best of our abilities.
When it comes to Nail,
we are not the Pasuk to be Vash, yeah. That's why I sent him five of them. Next question, I don't know.